children, was the Lord born in the daytime or at nighttime? Yes?
At nighttime.
At nighttime, you're right. Because it says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And also the wise men were led to the Lord by the star which they saw at night. So why was the Lord born at night instead of in the daytime? Well, you might know something about the correspondence of daytime and nighttime. In the daytime, there's lots of light, and it's warmer than at night. And night is dark and cold. And the Lord's light corresponds to His truth. So daytime, spiritually, is when people can see the Lord, and they can see what's right and wrong, and they know how to follow the Lord to heaven. And they also love to follow the Lord. That's the warmth of heaven. So nighttime is when people don't know who the Lord is, and they don't know what's right and wrong, and therefore they cannot love what's right. They cannot love what's good because you can't love something you don't know about. And Isaiah the prophet described just how dark it was at the time when the Lord came into the world. He said, "We walk in thick darkness. We grope for the wall like blind men. We grope about as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noon as in twilight, as dead men among the living." And he also called it the thick darkness of striking against things. So imagine if you were in a cave underground. Because in our second lesson it said that the good people who lived before the Lord's coming could not be raised up to heaven until the Lord came. And in the meantime, they were in a place called the lower earth and called in the word pits, like the pit where Joseph's brothers threw him and left him to die. So imagine that you are down in one of these pits in a cave underground, and it's pitch dark. You don't have any matches or flashlight, and there are sharp things coming down from the ceiling and up from the floor that you could strike against and hurt yourself, and you have no idea where the way out is. You would be very sad and frightened. But then imagine that someone that you love very much, like your father, comes with a strong light and finds you and shows you the way out of the cave, and you come up out of the cave, and it's daytime, and it's bright again. Imagine how happy you would be. And you know that the person who came and found us when we were in the dark was the Lord. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. Now, how did it get to be so dark? It certainly wasn't like that in the beginning. Because on the first day of creation, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And He divided the light from the darkness. And the first people in this world, they knew the Lord very well. They loved Him very much. And they saw very clearly how to follow Him and how to love their neighbors as themselves. But later, some people decided they didn't want to follow the Lord. They would rather not love the Lord above all things. They wanted to love only themselves, and they wanted to rule over other people. They didn't want to share the good things of this world with other people. They wanted them all for themselves and none for anyone else. So their hearts became very cold. And when they became cold like that, they didn't like the Lord's light anymore, because the light, the truth, would tell them what you're doing is wrong. You're going to hurt yourself and other people. And they didn't want to hear that. So they twisted the Lord's light into darkness. They told lies. They made things that are really good seem like they were bad, and bad things seem like they were good. They confused lots and lots of people. And so it became very, very dark for the human race. Very dark. But then, when we needed the Lord the most, the Lord came and rescued us. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And they who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light has shined. There's two kinds of darkness. There's the deliberate kind of darkness when someone knows perfectly well what's right and turns it into lies. And then there's the kind of darkness when people just don't know what's right and wrong because nobody told them and they don't have the word. But the shadow of death came over the whole human race because of the bad people until the Lord came and saved us. And the way the Lord saved us was he took the amazing, brilliant light of his spiritual sun in the spiritual world and he brought it all the way down into this world where we can see it. He brought it down in a gentle way so that it didn't hurt us, but where we can see it really clearly. We can see who the Lord is. We know who he is. He is our Lord Jesus Christ. We know who God is, and we know how to follow him. The Lord teaches us very clearly in his word what is right and what is wrong, and how we can treat our neighbors with true love. That way, he can lead us to heaven. And so the angels said to the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men." When we look to the Lord in his word and we see that all truth, all glory belongs to him and not to us. We don't know what's true apart from the Lord. All glory belongs to the Lord. Then the Lord can give us his light and we can share it with each other. We share it with each other most of all by not doing to each other the things the Lord tells us not to do, and by doing the things the Lord tells us are good to do for each other. And secondly, we can also share it with each other by helping each other understand and know what does the Lord teach us? What is his light? What does he teach us about how to live a good life? To represent the Lord coming into the world and bringing his light down to us so that we can share it with each other, some girls are going to come forward. They will represent the Lord's angels, the Lord's messengers, bringing the Lord's light from his word to us so that we can share it to each other.